The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Wednesday, folks. In case you didn't know it, I just had to remind myself, 13 of March, 2010. I'm sorry? It is the 31st? My atomic clock is actually wrong. 31st of March. Last day of March. What's tomorrow? I'm not going to be here for April Fools. At any rate, welcome to the broadcast. At any, I'm going to have Ted Pike up here with us in just a few minutes. A little bit later on in the program, I want to get into, and I haven't talked about the militia arrest, but I have some information that is just going to blow you away. So that's my little teaser there. You're going to want to stick around for that. Straight out of Southern Poverty Law, script for hate crimes and all this other stuff. You know, this is anybody that's anything. I don't care if you're a Bible-believing Christian. I don't care if you're a Bible-believing Christian constitutionalist. Whether you believe that the Constitution is a pretty nifty thing and the government should pay attention to those first 10 amendments to the Constitution, you are trying to be convinced by the media that you are now going to be the minority. And I heard Potok from Southern Poverty Law talking about, well, you know, in just a few short years, white America will be the minority in this country. Well, and what do the rest of the people believe that are going to be the majority? They don't believe in the law. They don't believe in the Constitution. That's for sure. So you have been relegated to being just haters. And this is coming down to a very simple exercise. Keep repeating the mantra, like Obama did for change. The people sat around mindlessly, chanting, change, change, change. Well, they listened to the political rhetoric, they got really frenzied, and yes, we need a change. Well, you're getting that change. Now, to the rest of America out there that understands what the rule of law is, what the Constitution is, what common sense is, ain't liking this, but you are quickly being relegated to just be taken care of in one simple word. You're a hater. Now, I want to have a logical discussion about this health crime or health care garbanzo garbage. Oh, you're a hater. You're just a hater. No, I want to have a law. Wait a minute. You want to put this under the Commerce Clause? Well, you can't do it. You're a hater. Well, wait a minute here. I have a man, Barry Sartoro, sitting in the White House, a half-breed, and sorry to use that term, but it's true, communist, that knows nothing about this culture, didn't grow up in this country, doesn't know the culture. His backers and mentors were communist. Well, you're a hater. You're a racist. No, I'm still anti-communist. I'm still an American. I still believe in God, freedom, mom, apple pie, and Chevrolet, and the rule of law. You're a hater. Really? We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Prior to my program today, I'd spoken directly to Dave Champion, and I asked him, I said, did you get an email from an individual talking about your program? And I briefly described it, and he says, no, I didn't. And I said, okay. I just wanted to check on that. Because this is the email that I got the other day. And it came to me on March 27th at 8:49 a.m. Comments. I cannot believe that Dave Champion is allowed to be on radio. I listened to a show for the first time this week and was totally appalled, first time this week, by what he had to say. His message was one of violence, in which he actually talked about shooting Pelosi and others. That, so what is some pink sprayed, etc.? I don't understand exactly what that is. I'm looking into reporting this to the parties that can ban this man from radio. Violence is not the answer to our problems. He is downright disgusting and needs to be removed from the air as soon as possible. This is my response back to her. March 28, 2010 and 11:18 p.m. My name is John Stadtmiller and I own this network. She should first be tried for treason and then be shot. That, by law, is the penalty for treason against people of the United States of America and the Constitution. If you don't like the law, change it. But just hang in there. Pelosi and the gang will probably get around to totally destroying this great republic. Well, came back from her. 29 March, 21:33-20. What is she guilty of? I, for one, am for the health plan. I agree it is not all that I would like, but Rome was not built in a day. It is a start to taking care of our own people who are the citizens of this country and have paid taxes all their lives, of which I am included. Sure, we do not have the money, but we will never have the money. You think it is okay to spend the money in fighting wars in other countries and let your own people suffer? You and people in the Tea Party are the few bad apples that spoil the barrel. How is the health plan going to hurt you? I could see if people were outraged when they were sending our mostly male children to Iraq to fight for oil, but to speak violence when somebody is trying to make sure that people have health care is another story. I have worked all my life, and yet I could be one major illness away from everything I have worked for so hard. Is that fair? You and people like you who distort the facts to such a great extent disgust me. What is your purpose? Why don't you try to do something good instead of trying to upset people and condone violence? I have faith. What goes around comes around, and your views will be the demise in the end. You may own your own station, but there is much greater power than you that will overcome your evil. If you choose to respond, I would love to hear some constructive, in caps, criticism and not hate. This is my response. You have to understand what type of government that we have. Do you know what the Hegelian dialectic is? They create the problem, demonstrate to the people the problem, and then come up with a solution that before they created the situation in the first place, people would never have accepted. When placed in a situation, people will be desperate enough to agree to anything. If you think this country is a democracy, you have already lost. This is a republic with respect for property, i.e. your land, your money, and your freedom. You don't know me at all. I've been very outspoken about the Iraq deal, Daddy Bush's first installment of Iraq, and then the second installment by his son, Bush Jr. There are 1.3 million dead Iraqis. To liberate their people from the evil Saddam Hussein? From the greatest and richest, most powerful nation on the entire earth to the greatest debtor nation? Do you have a clue as to how that happened? I do. I've spent 18 years studying and reporting on it by radio programs. You have no right to my labor, my tax money, to send it to the government for redistribution. That's called socialism. Would you not like to pay taxes via the IRS? That whole thing is illegal and unconstitutional. How much better off would you be if you had the say to keep your money to invest or save or to spend as you saw fit? Do you know that the Federal Reserve is not federal and it's got nothing in reserve? That inflation is really devaluation? How did this happen? I know. Do you? You say I hate. I'm not a Tea Party person. I'm not a Republican nor a Democrat. I'm a constitutionalist. With respect to my being evil, you have been drinking the Kool-Aid, my dear. Rome fell because people wanted their leaders in control to provide them with everything that they wanted or they thought they needed. It's called voting from the public largesse. The wealth of the people taken from them by way of taxation to give to people that did not work for it but demand from others that which they have no claim to. What is she guilty of? She's guilty of not strictly adhering to the oath of office. Do you know about that oath? That is the public demonstration and swearing to that which she must adhere to, the law. Do you think that that oath is just some silly pomp and ceremony that they just say so they can get into office and do what they damn well please? This is your homework assignment. Google Republic versus Democracy. That's a start. I will try to inform you the best I can. That is, of course, if that is what you truly want. Take your time. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be waiting for your well-considered reply. That was sent out yesterday. I have not heard back from Lee. I will not give her email on the air. Guess what I didn't get back? a well-considered reply. Why? Because that's not what she wants to hear. Who is she? I don't know. I can guess that it might be somebody that even works for Southern Poverty Law. It could be just some deadhead out there, somebody that is not familiar with our form of government, that doesn't understand a damn thing and is just acting on emotion, that has paid taxes all of her life. Well, and she's just one illness away from total bankruptcy. But she doesn't have a clue as to how all this happened. Lee, I feel sorry for you, but take solace. You have millions of people that think exactly like you do. And that is one of the major stumbling blocks that we have in this country. Not an informed electorate, just an emotional gang of people that are being squeezed and don't have a clue of how they got there. I have Reverend Ted Pike on with me. Hello, Reverend. Thank you for letting me get that out.
Well, I wouldn't have missed that for anything, John. I hope you're putting that up on your website.
I think I'm going to. I'm going to email her and ask her if I have permission to post it with her email. And I'll let the people, since she's demanding through some, you notice in there was some organization that's bigger than you that'll take care of you. That's why I thought, oh, Southern Poverty Law.
Yeah.
Any rate, Reverend, what's on your mind?
Well, John, I've been warning, as you probably are aware, over the last month or so, that the imminent revolution, violent revolution, is certainly not the answer at this time in history to the outrages of the Obaminator and the Democrats in Congress and so on, and that we as a very powerful and explosive new movement need to very carefully keep any kind of violence, bigotry, racism, and et cetera, from entering this movement and giving the SPLC, the ADL, the ACLU, Janet Napolitano, and the Democrats, and whatever, exactly what they want, which is proof that the religious conservative and far right are prone to violence. And, of course, just in the last several days, we have seen the worst example of what I had warned against, a militia group which claims to be Christian, called the Hooteries, in Michigan, are alleged by the FBI, by the Justice Department, to have been actually planning a violent expression of beginnings of national revolution, actually planning on killing a police officer and then going to his funeral and bombing policemen that are there, and then having some big standoff, which they allegedly believed would incite other patriot militia organizations to also rise up in bloody revolt against the government. This whole thing is so preposterous that I am writing an email tonight, and I do have some reports and some sources which are inclining me, and I believe you also mentioned this, that this could well be a manufactured plot, a contrived hate crimes or terrorist incident by agents provocateur, as they're called, enemy agents from Mossad or ADL or SPLC, getting into one of these organizations and actually either influencing them or masterminding this kind of an outrage, which is exactly what they want.
Well, and let me interject here. The verbiage, and Southern Poverty Law has been investigating this group. They admitted that. I saw Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center out of Alabama on the airwaves this morning making that statement that he is, in fact, they've been investigating this group. And it's ironic to me that they were using the same rhetoric that they used better than a decade ago. The same thing, only in a smaller scale, that, a lot of these militia guys think that they can lure cops off into side roads by way of traffic violation and then kill them. There is no militia that I know presently organized within the United States that is going to be dumb enough to start a shooting war, start killing cops or government agents. We're going to get into this in a little bit more in depth, ladies and gentlemen. Hang around.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
There ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all gonna die. Open up them pearly gates. Hey! Oh, I'm sorry, the bumper wasn't playing and my mic is open. Sorry. Reverend! Okay, the Huttery guys. Let's get on with this one.
Yes. Well, this is all really rather suspicious, to say the least. There is one interesting anecdote that's come to my attention, and I believe it's very factual. Rick Dobson is head of True Sons of Liberty 1765, which is a populist militia organization. Is very active on the internet, videos and things like that, and he is intimately aware of the militia activity and personalities and so on. He's in Nebraska, the Midwest situation. And he got in contact with me and told me that in 2007, he had two extensive conversations with David Brian Stone, who is now under arrest and is the leader of this Huttery organization. Mm-hmm. And during those conversations, which did last up to 2 hours, David Brian Stone revealed that his organization at that time was extremely pro-Israel, mm-hmm. a typical Israel-first Christian Zionist organization in which he believed that Israel was absolutely indispensable in God's plan of the ages, especially to bring back or usher in the second coming of Christ, standard evangelical doctrine of a coming Antichrist, coming Battle of Armageddon, a return of Jesus Christ, and so on. And after thoroughly hearing out David Brian Stone on this issue, Rick Dobson began to propose, suggest the opposite, which is that considering Israel's militancy against Christianity, their persecution of the Palestinians, and so on, he did not feel that Israel fulfilled the necessary criteria for being the remnant of faith, which the biblical prophecies say that, that Jesus will lead to conversion at his second coming and so on. And he started to suggest that Israel is actually a counterfeit of that prophesied return. And this really set off David Brian Stone. And by the way, he said that evidences of their strong support of Israel were all over their headquarters, the house he was in. Flags of Israel were there. It was obviously an extremely pro-Zionist organization. And David Brian Stone finally erupted in rage, decrying him as an anti-Semite and basically dismissing him, and that was the end of that contact. Now, what we're seeing over the last three years is a transformation in which the Hutteri are not only identity, so-called identity Christians, which are traditionally very opposed to Zionism, but they also are anti-Jewish and claiming there's a Jewish conspiracy of evil Jews to take over the world and opposing the New World Order and so on. And the question has to be asked, what is responsible for this 180-degree reversal and to turn away from their previously mainline evangelical stand on Israel? And Rick Dobson suggests to me that they are, he and other militia groups are routinely experiencing now evidences of very suspicious activity, people coming, offering to, wanting to get into their organization, offering them guns and explosives and things like that. And there does definitely seem to be a very, very much of a presence of attempts to infiltrate the militia movement, undoubtedly by everybody from the Justice Department, FBI, and all the Jewish activist organizations.
Well, it has come to my attention, and I cannot burn my source on this by revealing where I got this information, but it is a trusted source. Military intelligence contact, not directly by me, and I won't even name the branch of service. But I was told that two of the members that belonged to that militia were actually employed by the National Security Agency, with a possible third FBI with direct liaison to the White House. Now, this is the information that I've gotten. Now, you can already see the contradictions, Reverend, in this, that they were pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. Yeah, it was Armageddon time, and we've got to go to war. Now, this is the same modus operandi. And let me go back a few years here. Do you folks out there in Radio Land remember when the BATF, and this is before they, I think, became the BATFE, and explosives, they added the explosives, that there was pipe bombs. They were showing up in telephone booths and in public accessible vending machines, soda machines. I had gotten information from Texas, I was up in Michigan at the time, that there was a group of individuals that were law enforcement out in L.A. that had actually made a purchase on behalf of the BATF for pipe bomb components that were shipped to Los Angeles. Immediately, within 24 hours after I broke that story on air, that up and disappeared like an elephant fart in a windstorm in Texas. Now, is this stuff being provocateured? I do believe that it is. Notice I have not mentioned anything about this incident until really today. That's because I'm not going to punch emotional hot buttons or fly off on the microphone without first doing some investigative due diligence. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The Wall Street Journal admits, and this is their headline on the story, militia probe included undercover FBI agent. What about the NSA boys? What about Southern Poverty Law that's been investigating this group? You know, isn't it fascinating, Ted, that this thing went off like a rocket? There was endless news coverage. Michigan State Police, FBI, BATF, a three-state raid simultaneously happening last Saturday. And then the endless cannon fodder to be used on CNN and ABC and NBC and MSNBC, all the media.
Yeah.
But when we come down to a situation where we have a mass shooting at Fort Hood, one problem with that, the perpetrator didn't die. Where's the news stories? Where's the follow-up on that? The guy that flew the airplane into the IRS building a few miles from here, down here in central Texas, where's the mileage they could get out of that by constantly hyping that on the news? Just this morning, Reverend, I was watching CNN, and the stories were running about the subway bombing that happened in Moscow. And the reaction here in the United States, well, they're revamping and stepping up security procedures for the New York subway. and that we've got to have more control and more men standing around in the black PASCAT armed with M16s for your security. We must have more cameras. Do you see an agenda going on here, Ted?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Judgment Day is coming. If the Tea Party movement continues to accelerate, it may be an Israel-first type of movement. It may be naive about who's really behind a lot of this. But the fact is the Democrats, the ADL, and so on are really very afraid of its potential to radically change the balance of Congress, particularly the Senate, and put an end to ADL's hate crimes legislation, perverse homosexual hate crimes laws, and all of that kind of thing. And I think what may be going on here, and we may see this very much accelerated in the next 6 months, is an attempt to so thoroughly discredit the religious conservative and the far right that maybe the gullible masses of voters will actually be glad the Democrats are in power and keeping control in Congress next November. I'm over 60 years old now, and I've seen some radical reversals of burgeoning patriotic movements, particularly the John Birch Society and the conservative movement under Barry Goldwater in the early 60s. I saw in one week when the national media trumpeted that Robert Welch had said that Dwight Eisenhower was a conscious agent of the communist conspiracy, that right, strong, burgeoning right-wing movement was absolutely scorned by the American people. They described right-wingers as little old ladies in tennis shoes. And then even when Barry Goldwater said we ought to nuke China to destroy the threat from North Vietnam, that really killed the burgeoning movement under Barry Goldwater. And so what I know is the capacity of the Jewish-dominated media and the ADL and these other Jewish attack groups to vilify and scorn and completely discredit the Tea Party movement is very great. And I believe we have to be extremely suspicious and cautionary now that this kind of thing is going to continue to erupt, and they are certainly going to make hay out of this one. But it's a time for moderation, caution, balance, rather than any kind of moving forward into the kind of radical rebellion that I've heard so much lately on talk radio.
Well, and I'm not going to cause any controversy here or name names, but some people have been around in the alternative media have made suggestions that, well, because other militias in Michigan did not come to their aid, that they're just cowards. No, maybe they were a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
And here's the problem I'm having, because the other part of the bombshell that was dropped on me by my information source is this, Mr. Pike, that there is 146, not 145, not 147, but 146 people that have infiltrated into the militias and organizations, and guess what? They're even on radio. Now, it did not break it down by name and who they are. I'm waiting. Hopefully, I can get that information. If I get the list, I can guarantee you one thing. Do you think this little operation that happened in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio was small? If I break that news and I start naming names of who their informants were on this network, I can guarantee you I will not see the grass for the vehicles and the cops surrounding this network. There is something afoot here.
Yeah.
And it is to provoke, and listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is why I have kept repeating this mantra, almost to the point I was sick of myself thinking it and saying it, is put down the guns right now. Make sure they're oiled up. Make sure you got your ammunition. Make sure that you have all of what you need in case the society breaks down. And at that point in time, it's going to be every man for themselves. And anybody that thinks that they can go toe-to-toe with the United States government and the military right now for the cause, and this is not, and I'm not saying this glibly, for the cause of freedom and liberty, We don't have enough people yet, and we have not exhausted all the resources that we can. We still have time. So, following that statement, I am going to say this. I have never been a big fan of big state militias and organizations. You might as well put out the shingle, come arrest me or shoot me. Now, you've heard the absolute terror and the fear. They called this guy that flew his plane into this IRS building. Well, he was a lone wolf. You know, we can't track and trace these people. Oh, my God. Let me explain something to you folks out there. If you are in a militia right now, do you understand the term OPSEC, operational security? Small cell militia with people that you know and trust. People that you know and trust and have known for years. Groups no bigger than 5 or 6. You see other guys dressed in camo taking target practice and whatever else, wave across the fence at them. Hey, how you doing, fellas? If and when we have to rise up in this country to restore the law, understand me and hear me very clearly, to restore law to this constitutional republic, I will not be opposed to that. Now, did I give enough fodder to the SPLC? Probably. Am I a hater? Absolutely not. Do I love my country that has been subverted and taken over? The communist and socialist ideal is now the norm, and people that believe in God, country, peace, law, constitution. Who are these people in the federal agencies and these other 501c3 organizations? How in God's name can you sit and watch the destruction of your country and collect a paycheck for it? Years ago, Ted, when this little Oklahoma City bombing thing went off, and I received a situation report, came in 25, 30 minutes after the fact in Oklahoma City. Now, that was a sit rep. It was very brief. That was rewritten by a gal that was in the office and sent off to a congressman down here in Texas that languished on his desk for a couple of days. Somebody else in the office saw it. Oh, my God, look at the time on this. This happened before the bombing. An hour before the bombing. I had the FBI, county sheriffs, some people that showed up in suits that were off-the-rack suits, not even big enough or small enough for them, two sizes too big, with that thousand-yard stare. I had every mother and their uncle and every news agency clamoring all over me. As it turns out, when I finally let the FBI in to see my fax machine and they checked the time identifier, my story panned out. Now, could I have gone another direction with that? Because I spotted their spotter teams around my office an hour before they all showed up in my driveway. Could I have gotten on that telephone and said, help, help, I'm under attack? Yes, I could have. Would people have arrived armed? Yes, they would have. Was I in a responsible position? You betcha. Did I take the right course? You're damn right I did. I left these clowns in my driveway, all of them, by the way, including the county sheriff. They all showed up in suits as not to alarm me. After I got all the gaggle together and they were all standing in my driveway, I simply asked the question, who is the county sheriff here? Guy raised his hand. I said, you, sir, please come into my office. I will speak to you. I left the FBI standing out in that driveway along with their little associates that I had no idea who they were because they were not marked. They were in suits. Left them standing there for an hour. Every few minutes, it's the FBI guy. We need to come in. No, you don't. I need to talk to the sheriff. You're not going anywhere. You're in the field. You're performing an operation. Stand down. I'll be with you in a minute. I left them standing there for an hour. I talked to that county sheriff. I told him exactly what was going on. He had the questions. Every once in a while, he'd go over to the front door to the office, whisper a few words to the FBI guy. He'd walk back out into the driveway. Point is, could that situation have turned into something and escalated? You betcha. Now, they are going to try to provoke, because I'll tell you what's going on here. There are some people out there that are losing their stuff, and they don't know what to do, and they're taking individual actions. I have no control over that. I can't stop it. I wished I could have talked to this gentleman that flew his plane into the IRS building, because he would still be alive today, and so would have the IRS agent that died in that building. Did he have loved ones and friends? Yeah. Did I care how he made his dollars? Well, you know how I feel about the IRS. It's illegal and unconstitutional. Did he deserve to die? No, he did not. Ted?
Yes.
We are in very tenuous times.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, just 2 days before the Von Braun shot up the Holocaust Museum, just a week before the hate bill was set to be discussed in the Senate toward final passage, which was a very very suspicious circumstance in itself. I got an email from Von Braun, and he was just nothing too unusual, just wanting to relay information to me. But I wish I could have had him bare his soul to me and tell me, give me an idea what he was up to, because I certainly would have emailed him back, and I think I'd probably have to, if he made it clear he had homicidal intentions, I would have had to alert some kind of authorities. But the problem is today that the so-called authorities, which means the FBI and the Justice Department, are so much our adversaries. This goes back to Janet Reno in the early Clinton administration. She made a directive, gave an ironclad directive to Bill Sessions, the head of the FBI, to make an indissoluble bond with the Anti-Defamation League, to work closely with them in every way, and to bring in all of their people, all of their instructional materials and videos and everything into the FBI and work with them as a team. And unfortunately, once if you say the word FBI, you also mean FBI / ADL / Southern Poverty Law Center / Janet Napolitano.
They're just
all of this in it together.
Yes. It is becoming a unified front against possible terrorists. Now, a lot of people are not aware of this either, Ted, that if you're deemed a terrorist, even though you might have been born in this country, you are immediately stripped of your U.S. citizenship. What does that allow them to do? To do anything they damn well please.
Yeah.
You end up in front of a military tribunal, if you are alive even to show up in front of that tribunal, and you are not allowed and afforded the luxury of due process. Did you hear what I just said, folks? Due process of law. If we've got somebody killing and maiming and hurting, they need to stand in front of a court, in front of their confessor, but yeah, in front of a jury as a matter of public record, and allowed to be afforded the opportunity to provide a defense. Now, this is being stripped away. Posse comitatus has been stripped. And we are in a situation right now, Ted, and I don't think this is any exaggeration. Please disagree with me if you do. That we are headed into a situation where this is going to be a true police state, like
yes.
the Stasi
yes.
in East Germany, or like the KGB in Russia.
Well, that's exactly what the federal hate bill does provide. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and what it does is breaks down all barriers to federal intrusion in claims of a violent hate crime, a bias-motivated crime on the state level. And, of course, we've had traditional barriers keeping the federal government out, except under certain circumstances. But now there are no barriers from the federal government swarming down in situations like this or in alleged hate crimes, etc., and completely taking over local investigation, arrest, indictment, and even trial. And according to the hate bill, the government now has the right to get the kind of verdict the government wants out of a state trial for a hate crime or sedition crime like this. And if the verdict of your peers does not come up with the kind of verdict that the government wants, the government has the right under the hate crimes law now to completely nullify that trial, any number of trials, until the verdict comes out according to the government's interest.
Well, and the federal prosecutors are not interested in justice and finding the bad guys and discovering the truth. They are interested in collecting their paycheck, working for that cabal, and, of course, being promoted to higher office. Is this justice in America? Ladies and gentlemen, this has got to ratchet down. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How would you like to save up to $1,000 on your grocery bills? TDMS Marketing Research is conducting a special consumer spending study in your area. Call today and receive a certificate for $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons. Then choose the coupons you want from hundreds of name brand groceries, personal and household items, and redeem them in supermarkets. TDMS has done the coupon clipping for you, so you save time and money. To receive your certificate for $1,000 of grocery discounts and coupons, you just pay a small processing fee of only $2.95. Fill your shopping cart while saving money. This is a limited time offer, so don't delay. Some restrictions apply. Call toll-free 1-877-303-1622 now to get up to $1,000 worth of grocery discounts and coupons for just $2.95. Call 1-877-303-1622. That's 1-877-303-1622. Call now 1-877-303-1622.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. We're going to take your phone calls, so people standing by in queue, just hang in there. I will bring you up. I would ask you, ladies and gentlemen, to go to SPLC or SPLCenter.org, Southern Poverty Law Center. Take a look at their website. They're there to fight hate, they're there to teach tolerance, and they're there to seek justice. Now, let me have a minute here to have the people understand who Southern Poverty Law really is, a 501c3. That is who they are. And they have a rich history. The SPLC was founded to ensure, and I'm reading this right off their website, that the promise of civil rights movement became a reality for all. Since our founding in 1971, we've won numerous landmark legal victories on behalf of the exploited, the powerless, and the forgotten. Founded by civil rights lawyers Morris Dees and Joseph Levin, Jr. in 1971, known internationally for tracking and exposing the activities of hate groups. Our innovative teaching tolerance program produces and distributes free of charge documentary films, books, lesson plans, and other materials that promote tolerance and respect in our nation's schools. After the school children, they have been pumping this crap out to law enforcement for more than 20 years in this country, convincing them all that when these people, they're not tolerant, they're going to be angry, they're going to be violent, and one of these days they just might shoot you because you're a figure of authority. Now notice, and by the way, Morris Dees, the founder of Southern Poverty Law, is it important that they teach tolerance? Well, of course it is, because you've got to tolerate people like Morris Dees. If you can still find it on the web, if it hasn't been stripped off by the Southern Poverty Law lawyers, go find the court record of his divorce proceedings with testimony involving his wife, Maureen. In it, she wanted a divorce from this character because he had really gone over the high side. As an anniversary gift, he wanted to have sex with another man in front of his wife in the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. And if you got any children in the room right now and you don't want them to hear this, tell them to cover their ears, go play baseball, or turn the computer off right now, or the radio. He was also charged by his wife, now ex-wife, Maureen, that he had gone after his 15-year-old stepdaughter with sex toys. Are you starting to understand why tolerance is such a big issue with these reprobates? All under the guise of fighting hate. Now they have their hate crime law, Reverend Pike. So if you speak out against tolerant, if you're not tolerant of these reprobates' actions, you're committing a crime of speaking out against the people that are perverting our system, our ethics, our morality, our law, under the guise of protecting and promoting tolerance and respect, even down to our nation's schools. By the way, public school system to be run by the federal government so they can inject their own propaganda and control the curriculum as to what your child learns. Congratulations, that's one plank of the Communist Manifesto. Do you see why people in this country are against Barry Sartoro? And he's half black and half white. So the blacks can hate the white half, and the whites can hate the black half. Oh, yes, a division in America. Reverend Ted Pike, stand by. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up.
With recent internet.